On top of all its other problems, garbage is piling up in Peru. 40% of the garbage in the capital city of Lima is never collected. Now, one Peruvian group sees this as an opportunity and has come up with what it views as a win-win situation. Independent radio producer Reese Ehrlich sent this audio postcard from Lima.
Sonia Quispe lives in a working-class district in a house shared with half a dozen other families. Walking down some winding stairs, Quispe stops to show that each extended family has only one room.
There's another family.
Quispe grew up among the poorest of the poor in Peru. Her family survived as garbage scavengers.
Before we worked with my father picking through the garbage from homes and restaurants, the whole family worked. It was very hard.
The city of Lima generates 12,000 metric tons of garbage a day just from household waste. But only 60% is collected by the city. The rest is heaved into informal garbage dumps strewn throughout the city's poor barrios. Albina Ruiz heads the nonprofit group Ciudad Saludable, or Healthy City, which promotes recycling.
The government in Peru, like in other countries, spends a lot of money collecting garbage. But it's only where the well-off live. In those neighborhoods, they collect garbage every day.
In 2000, Healthy City joined with other groups to pass landmark legislation that mandates recycling in Lima. A pump sends a trickle of water onto some seedlings here in a city park in Pachacamac, a district in the far south of Lima. With training from Healthy City, local authorities here recycle garbage from the open-air food market and turn it into organic compost. Workers use the compost to grow plants and trees for beautification of city parks. This pilot program even saves the city money, according to project head Elmer Huapaya.
Here, we can grow the small trees and plants for under $1 each. If we bought them from outside vendors, it would cost at least $2. So it's cheaper than buying them from the outside.
Healthy City also provides loans to families like the Quispes to start small recycling businesses. The whole Quispe family busily sorts paper into huge gunny sacks. They will earn $160 this month, a little more than the minimum wage, a big step up for them economically. Ruiz says owning a small business has also tremendously improved their self-esteem.
Here in Peru, it's very common to look down on recyclers. To work with garbage is the most degrading kind of work. We work very hard so people don't see them as bad. They are recyclers helping the environment.
Healthy City has established hundreds of recycling enterprises throughout Peru. In recent years, they've started similar projects in Venezuela and El Salvador. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.